Marion Fawcett, the legend that is Marion Fawcett. I'm delighted to be talking to you, Marion. We're here in the Big Top here in Ballinamona, just off the Cowes roundabout. A pleasure to be talking to you.
And a pleasure to be talking to you. And in fairness, we love coming to Waterford. It's one of my favourite places. Also, we have a wonderful, loyal fan base in Waterford, the people who support us, you know. When I do interviews, I like bringing you in because you're sitting inside the Big Top. Where it all happens. Your listeners can hear us talking about it. We have a flying trapeze act this year. So you've got all the rigging up. We're like a theatre in the round, which we tour around. So the whole thing is fabulous. You've got tabs, you've got, you know, red and gold seating. So I always like to bring the interviewer and, you know, do the interviews inside where the magic happens, you know, because then you see, wow, when you come in. And that's all part of it. We start with a feel and nothing, and then all of a sudden we create this whole different, we're like a travelling village. We bring everything with us, and then people come, razzmatazz, baba, and then we're gone, and all that's left is the sawdust ring. And I think that's what captures the magic of people for generations.
And it really is that. And as a circus, Fawcett Circus is celebrating 135 years this year. I didn't realise, obviously that's a long space of time, continuous service.
Yes.
It's the record now worldwide.
Yes. The only thing that stopped us was COVID. That was the first thing. My forebearers toured through a civil war, they toured through a rising, they toured through two world wars. So like, we are non-stop, all generations. We were founded in 1888 by my great-grandfather, who came from Mallow in County Cork, and I would love to meet him. He then went off to America and worked with Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show.
Wow.
And I do have proof, because I used to think my dad was making it up. But anyway,
a good story.
That's a great story. But we have proof.
Yeah.
And then what happened was, Buffalo Bill brought his show to tour Europe, and my great-grandfather came home, and what he did was he stayed and he started his own circus.
Wow.
So he was a very good knife throw. He did westerns, he rode horses, he was a horse rider.
Wow.
Actually, the Fawcett family were actually nine generations of bareback riders. There's been a bareback rider like in every
That's
generation.
Incredible.
You know, it's an amazing history. The Fawcett name came from my grandfather, who came to tour Ireland with my great-grandfather's circus in, I think, around 1916, met my grandmother, fell in love, and stayed.
Wow, there's a romantic story.
Yeah, it's fabulous,
yeah.
And as my mother, my mother still tours with her. She's 92 in July. And she she came to Ireland in 1952 as the top of the bill, met my father, fell in love and stayed. So,
and the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
Tell me, can you remember as a child your first remembrance of being involved in circus?
Like, yes,
circus
I
people
do.
Are special. You're growing up in it, around it. It's part
yes,
of it.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, in honesty, my very first memory was my mother used to present the horses, and she had a little bag, a little silver, it was like a silver beaded evening bag that she used to pin onto her dress and put her sugar lumps in, which was the treats for the horses during the performance.
Yes.
And my job as a little, about 3 year old, was to carry Mammy's bag.
Wow.
And then we'd go around the back and I'd hold the bag and we'd sit down. To this day, the children sit at the back of ring doors, like a backstage as it would be, and I'd hold it, then she'd take the bag, pin it on her dress, go and do the horses, which takes like 2 minutes, and then comes out and takes me, and I'd carry the bag back to the caravan. I also didn't believe it, but have a photograph to prove it. Mammy went off to Germany. We had three elephants in those days, and I was performing with the elephants, and I kept saying, nonsense. I didn't remember it, but I have photograph of me standing on the leg of an elephant at five.
So,
and I said that to Mammy one day, and she said, no, actually, she said, you were in the circus earlier. I said, what do you mean? She said, when you were 18 months old, we brought you into the circus ring in a basket carried by one of the elephants.
Wow, isn't that incredible?
And there's a photograph somewhere there.
Do you know, circus people, the resilience is something else as well. It reminds me a bit, I grew up on a farming background.
Yes.
And one of the things about that, and a lot of similarities.
Very much so.
You'll have good times, you'll have bad times, but you have to get on with it.
Absolutely. 24/7 if necessary.
Yes.
And as farmers around this country know, you're weather dependent.
That's a huge part.
I've had this conversation with many a farmer over the years. The only difference one of them said to me, which is where he said, you get to go. You get to move.
That's it.
Very similar. But you see, look, it is what it is. Like, there is no quicker way. There is no other way to do it. This is what you do. You move and you build up the tent. You do your shows and you move. That is what circus life is. Also, it's very similar in every other country in the world. we have what we call a season. So your season will start usually by St. Patrick's weekend, that time of the year, and then you keep going until November. We bring in artists from all over the world to perform with us on our season. And then they go to another circus and do the same thing in a different country.
How do you find talent?
Well, most people now would contact you and Facebook and, you know, everything. Yeah. And everyone has an agent, darling.
Yes, indeed.
So, but that's usually what happens. And then I'll send emails and say we're interested in coming, or if we're looking for something in specific, you know. Yeah. We have a fantastic show this year.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, okay, normally you would have one what we call closing act, but this year we have three.
Wow.
So we're actually opening the show with the most legendary of all circus performances, which is a flying trapeze act, which is fantastic.
I always admire what they do up there.
It's wonderful to watch
the power,
it. Yeah, but to watch it live is fantastic.
The flying gravity.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we also have the favourite with the boys, A Globe of Death, which is the motorbike riders inside. And then we close the show with The Wheel of Death.
Like,
what more would you want?
All singing, all dancing.
And moi. But no, it's going really well. And I always say to your listeners too, of course I'm going to say it's a good show because it's my family and
indeed.
It's my... But read our Facebook reviews. That's what everybody does now.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't get away with nonsense anymore because people are very honest.
Yeah. And so, having attended Fawcett Circus many times in the past, I have to say I've always come away entertained.
I've always come away amazed
and feeling fun and happy.
But you see, that's what our job is. I always open the show by saying, sit back, relax, and leave your troubles behind. And that's what we do. So for 2 hours, you can just forget the normal world and life and just be fascinated by what the performances, and no matter how much you watch it online and no matter how much you watch on TV, it's watching it live. There's no beating it, you know. You
Absolutely.
Really need to get the experience of it live.
Marion, we're sitting here on the big top itself, which is beautiful and huge, how long does it take to make this happen, to put this up?
Honestly, it really, like, we did a full day. We had it for the finish. There's still tweaky weeks to do, but honestly, this is a new tent this year, which is a circular cupola, and that takes even longer. So it takes the guts of a day and a half, 2 days to get it up, being honest. You take it down quicker. Like on a pull down day, you'll take it down. It still takes, you're still taking 7 hours to get it down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But putting it takes it up, and then putting it down, we do the two shows on the Monday here, and then it comes down and we move. Like, here's the thing, it is very hard work. We're the most hardest working, you know, type of performers in the world, but this is what you have to do.
Yeah.
There's no quicker way to do it. You have to build it up and you have to take it down. You know, it is really, really hard. And my friend who's an actress goes, and darling, you have to build your venue when you get there, you know. So it's just the truth.
Not just a case of showing up.
No, I can't just show up.
Yeah.
And you have to, another thing, everyone in the circus has to multitask because you would need a staff of hundreds. So everybody must be tasked, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone has another little job. So, but you know, it's the way of life and it's what we do. And here's the thing, I always think we're generations entertaining generations. One of my favourite moments, I do meet and greet after every performance. I'm at the door, so you can tell.
Which is a lovely touch.
Well, no, my father used to say, if people have bothered to pay their money to come and see you, the least you can do is say thank you. So I always stand. Some people want to complain, very few, thank God. Most people want to say it's fabulous, but you're there just in case, you know.
Yeah.
You have to stand over your name,
your
and
product,
be there.
Yeah.
And what I love about it is I'll have a woman coming over, she'll say, I came when I was a child. My mother brought me, and this is my daughter, and this is my granddaughter.
Yeah.
And you have four generations together right there and then who coming to see us, and they come every year. There's a wonderful family in Dungarvan who now live in the UK. They plan their trips home every year for the time that we will be there.
Isn't
so the whole family come. It's their annual tradition to come and see Fawcett.
The ultimate compliment.
Absolutely.
Remind people that you are here from today, Wednesday, until Bank Holiday Monday.
Absolutely.
Showtimes?
Okay, so we start on Wednesday, 7 p.m., Thursday, 7 p.m., Friday, 4:30 and 7:30, and then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Now, I know the sun is shining, everybody, but do not miss our show this year because it is really, really, really good.
Well, I know one man who won't be missing it. It's Noah Phelan. He was a winner in our competition. He's 9 years old. He's going
indeed.
To be your co-presenter.
He is my ringmaster for the day. I love doing it, and I have his... If you're listening now, I have your tailcoat ready. I've even put rhinestones on it for you, darling. It's going to be fabulous.
I would have loved that. I would have loved that.
Maybe we should dress you up, or you could come in and do one of the shows with me.
Marion Fawcett, a pleasure to talk to
you. And a pleasure to
you.
You
are one of life's good people, and I genuinely mean that.
Thank you so much.
Success, happiness, and continued longevity
and
to Fawcett Circus. And thank you for all the entertainment.
And to all your listeners, thank you for your support. We wouldn't be here without you all.